This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studios, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Reactive Gun Works.
What would you call a gun shop that's sought out and listens to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gun Works. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
Check them out, Reactive Gunworks, where stuff you would expect to see it online, but never in stock. That's where it is. This past weekend, I went out with Raven One, my friend, J.T. Albrecht, local law enforcement here in town. And I was very pleased to get his analysis of my capability, simply because I carry a gun every day. And in the event that I have to use one, I want to make sure that I'm using it proficiently. And that sort of reinforced it. I've still got a couple of issues and everything else, but combat shooting versus pistol shooting are two different animals. Versus bullseye shooting, rather, I guess I should say. So I was so pleased with it that I made a video of it and everything else, and I didn't show you a bunch of things. Because I only put the video up to be entertaining. Watching a training class on video to me is okay, but I was just looking to put something up 3-4 minutes. Now we're going to go back this coming weekend, and I'm going to take the agency Glock 19 this time instead of the 17, which will make me cry because I love it. But I'm going to be working more on movement. You know, we can set up multiple opponents and everything. I'm going to be picking his brain. Because JT, I'm in a very enviable position. I get to hang out with a guy that either rides up on somebody in a bad moment, or he rides up right after it happens. And he's already gotten rid of one piece of dogma. If you watch me when I'm pulled back and everything, and one part of it, instead of having both hands on the gun, now I've got one hand on the gun and I've got one hand free if I need to use it, which is always good. And that's something that never occurred to me. And that's what happens. You go to a bunch of classes, and a lot of times you get involved in dogma. You know, this instructor's teaching this because he was taught this by his instructor. It was taught to him to get this, we talked about it with Shrek, with John McPhee, the sheriff of Baghdad. The reason everybody, a lot of people that train with tactical rifles nowadays, ARs and everything, when they're moving around, they've got the muzzle in the air. But the only people that do that are the SEALs. And that's because they don't want to shoot a hole in their rubber boat. Not because that's the way to do it. Otherwise, when I was working in the Army, we always ran muzzle down. Blowing around up in the air and hope, how do you know where it's going to go? If you blow one straight into the ground, it's right there. You know exactly where it went. And you want to know where your round's going, trust me. So, as a student shooter, which is what I am, and which, I think everybody is, as you continue to advance, as I continue to advance in my firearm and tactical training, I'm going to be seeking out people that put me in messed up situations that put me into negative aspects and possibilities. And I want to be put in a drill that I want to be put in the Kobayashi Maru. I want to be put into the no-win scenario. And that should all be by design. You don't want to get out there. It was great to have a SWAT officer tell me, man, you got your stuff together. That was stupendous. Stupendous. And I needed that at that particular time. But from this point on, I'm not worried about my self-esteem. And getting out there and getting your self-esteem boosted sometimes at certain levels is not the best way to go when you're training with a firearm. So, you know, I'm going to be working on things like the body armor drill. Now, most people call that the Mozambique, which is two shots to center mass. And, of course, if he's wearing body armor, that defeats it. So then you put one shot to the head. And this has got to be something done fast. Bang, bang, bang. No, not bang, bang, bang. It's got to be bang, bang, bang. It's got to be three. You got to be able to make that transition from one point to the other. You got to be able to do it quick. You can do an alternative where you're going to the pelvis. Although, if you're in a fight where you're trying to stop somebody and stop them on a dime, putting a round in the soft tissue of the brain is going to do it. Getting out there and working with the weak hand and pretending like I've lost one arm and all that other stuff. The injured shooting drill. You know. No one ever really expects to get shot. In a gunfight, the odds of getting shot go up. And if you don't have the necessary skills to cope with that, then that injury can exacerbate and become, it can have an added injury that proves fatal. So train to use your non-dominant hand. I never did it. I don't like doing it. And then when I was going through this stuff where I just couldn't attain center mass, I started playing with my left hand and found out I'm a steadier shot with my left hand. Who figured? So I get to do that now. Immediate and remedial action. This is when your gun doesn't fire, when it malfunctions. What do you do? This is a negative scenario. This is something every defensive shooter should be able to diagnose and remedy within seconds. Within seconds, because you don't have much longer. Technical complications may never occur during a gunfight, but Murphy's Law is anything but predictable. Therefore, the only way to be prepared is through a lot of practice and experience. Because in a moment of stress, people, in a moment of stress, you are going to fall back on your training. In certain scenarios, you may be in a position where you're entering what is referred to as a fatal funnel. Normally, this is a stairwell. And you have to be able to make a decision. If your partner or somebody there, if you come up on somebody that's been hit in this particular part of the place, in the fatal funnel, you don't have time to practice any dragging out of the way or anything because you've got to keep your eyes up and ready. So you may be stepping over something. You have to be able to assess. Just as you improve your fundamental gun handling skills through feedback, correction, and repetition, all shooters must include negative training in their repertoire. Otherwise, you're only going halfway there. And you can't go halfway there. One of the reasons I advocate the guns that I carry is because they are reliable. Whenever somebody asks me about, why do you like Glocks? I mean, I don't like Glocks. I mean, they're ugly, they're this, they're that. Whenever somebody says, why do you have Agency Arms Glocks? Agency Arms has taken something that was already in pretty good shape to begin with. Right out of the box, a Glock is a very good gun, and they perfected it. They perfected it. And, these added percentages that they give to me as far as, making it better and everything else, watch the video. Watch the way the gun fires. Part of that is the gun. Part of that is me. It's not all me and it's not all the gun, but it is a percentage part of it. And handguns are weak when it comes to putting down an opponent. But if you shoot somebody 5, 6, 7 times, normally they're going to stop. And that's the way I train to do this. So bear that in mind. Get out there and train. Get out there and enjoy it. I had a blast. It was hot and everything else. When we finally got to train, it was great. You know. Get out there and enjoy yourself and increase your skill. We'll be right back. ¶¶
Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career. What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste. Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
the weapons you want without any delays.
Check them out at reactivegunworks.com, where stuff that you would never imagine seeing in a store to begin with, they have it in stock. Let me give you a headline. Off-duty cop stops massacre attempt in Massachusetts mall. You could actually change that to good guy with gun stops mass murder attempt in another weapon-free zone. Story is a 28-year-old man was shot and killed by an off-duty cop after the suspect went on a stabbing rampage at a Taunton mall that was the end of his trail of terror. A massive, coming from some newspaper, I think. I'm not sure. Yeah, I don't know which one, though. I'll find out. A Massachusetts man stabbed four people, two fatally, at a home and a shopping mall south of Boston before he was shot and killed by an off-duty law enforcement officer. Bristol County District Attorney Thomas Quinn III told reporters that, and the name is blanked out because some people think you don't print killers' names, 28 of Taunton crashed a car outside of a home in the city, walked inside and stabbed an 80-year-old woman and another woman. That's bizarre. The 80-year-old was taken to a hospital where she later died. The other woman was being treated for life-threatening injuries. Neighbors told WFXT the women who were attacked in the home were mother and daughter. A neighbor told the station, "My son was here and heard the loud noise. An accident had happened. Someone was coming out of the house. He realized that person had a knife. That person then drove to the Silver City Galleria Mall where he crashed a car in front of a Macy's store. Apparently this dude couldn't drive." Quinn said that he then assaulted three people inside the store before running to a Bertucci's restaurant and stabbing two other people, including a 56-year-old man who later died. There, an off-duty deputy sheriff intervened at the restaurant and shot him dead. There is no known motive for either of these attacks. Update, his family is saying that he had psychiatric issues in the past and that he refused to take medication. And the people at the mall were simply seemingly simple targets of opportunity for what appears to have been a spree killer. The situation came to an end when an off-duty deputy sheriff, having dinner at Bertucci's restaurant, drew his concealed handgun and shot the murderer to death after warning him to drop his knife. And that's the difference, really, between a law enforcement officer and, say, me. As far as I can tell, I am under no obligation to warn somebody. If I see somebody in the state of South Carolina, if I see somebody about to try to kill somebody, I can respond to them with deadly force. It is very helpful, of course, if I'm like a mind reader and I know where they've come from and what they've been doing prior to that and why they might be trying to kill this person. But it, you know, that's what the law states. And, this deputy sheriff did the right thing. Now, one of the reasons that I don't want to say I'm attracted to this story. One of the things, it came back to me because when I was getting to train and not being a shooting bay, when I was getting to train and I get to train as a combat, you know, in a combat situation, when I'm looking at the target, I see an adversary. I see a bad guy. And I try to react accordingly. Now, that doesn't mean two shots and then I'm pulling the gun back to my chest and scanning left, scanning right, looking for other threats, because I don't expect two shots to put down too many people. I really don't. Not too. Now, even with the very nice exotic 9mm ammo that I do use, I don't expect two shots to put anybody down. So I'll shoot them 5, 6, 7 times. If they were dangerous enough to be shot twice, they're dangerous enough to be shot 7 times. That's just a rule of thumb. I will ask JT about that to see if that's legal or not. Mass murderers and spree killers typically target schools and businesses and malls and other places where weapons are banned. Think about that 80-year-old lady. She didn't deserve to die. Think about that 56-year-old man. Now, for some of you, that sounds pretty old. For me, that dude could have been a high school buddy for me. I would not be that 56-year-old man. If I see somebody coming with a knife, I'm going to put a few things between me and him as I'm drawing my weapon. And then once I've got that up and out, then I'm at my leisure. And the knife guy has brought the wrong thing to a gunfight at that point. But the Crime Prevention Research Center, that's John Lott's released a report in 2014 which notes 92% of mass shooters target gun-free zones for their attacks. We do not know if any reports that cover the relatively rare phenomenon of mass stabbings in the United States, but considering the apparent trend towards mass stabbing in Europe and the Middle East and Asia, we may unfortunately have to start dealing with that reality. It is becoming a thing. And right now in Israel, a thing now is stabbing. And in Israel, a lot of Palestinian stabbers stab one person, and then I've seen one thing where a guy ran a car into a bus stop and got out with a meat cleaver and started hacking people. And then he got popped by a guy carrying a gun who brought a gun to a meat cleaver fight. Now, note that while it may be a legal and practical impossibility to carry firearms in many areas, it's perfectly legal to carry an individual first aid kit as well, or a blowout kit just about anywhere, including a TSA security point at airports. And there are numerous options for carrying tourniquets and pressure dressings compactly and discreetly being developed. So I don't know if that sort of a kit would have made a difference at these scenes with a, you know, stabbing is not the instantaneous death that being shot is sometimes. But those kind of kits have saved the lives of people both in combat and in crime. And in accidents. So having one of those kits and learning how to run that as well is probably not a bad idea. And there's all kinds of people that make these little individual kits. Dark Angel makes the Pocket Doc, which I have one of. I carry everywhere I go. So, you know, look at that and think about that kind of stuff. If you're going to be the modern-day Shaolin monk, you're going to have to develop all the skills that go along with it. And Kwai Chang Kang could make good rice, and he knew all the proverbs, and he could beat your butt into the mud. And you've got to be like Kwai Chang Kang, the Shaolin monk. Anybody? Hopefully everybody listening to me is old enough to get that reference. Please, could you? Maybe. I don't know. But think about that. Think about that. Carrying the gun. Carry the gun with, you know, carry the right gun for you. Guns I carry may not be the right gun for you. Carry the right gun for you. Train with the right gun for you. Train with a little bit of first aid. And be ready. Be ready. Who knows? If you're in a place where you can carry the gun, carry that kit. We'll be right back.
Hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delay.
Check them out at ReactiveGunworks.com. Hillary Clinton. Now, it's one thing, I completely get the concern over the things that she says she wants to do. I get that. And knowing that is half the battle. But we have to take the sum of all things into consideration when she's out there saying what she's going to do and threatening what she's going to do. On her website, she's got a video there. Yesterday, once again, this time, horrifically on live television, we saw the terrible consequences of gun violence, which I believe she's referring to the Vester Flanagan shooting and the Allison Parker shooting. I don't remember the cameraman's name. As it turns out, she's not talking about civilian deaths from drone strikes or bombing raids on hospitals by us, but instead about a criminal shooting spree in the United States. And the Washington Post has pointed out, as have many, that Clinton's signature issue heading into the general election is tightening restrictions on the ownership and use of guns by us, the Americans. And that's at best, a tall order in a country where gun ownership for recreational shooting and self-defense is wildly popular. Nobody knows for sure, but the best estimate is that somewhere between 350 and 400 million is the number of guns in private hands in this country. The ownership of those weapons is closely intermingled with the concept of personal liberty and resistance to abuse of government in the minds of a great many Americans, as documented by scholars who both approve and disapprove of that association. So unsurprisingly, federal lawmakers from both major parties are hesitant to wade into the issue, either because they share the aversion to restrictive gun law or because they're leery of voters who do and who want to collect scalps on Election Day. Just last November, analysts attributed aggressive advocacy of gun control as a key to the Democratic losses in the Virginia legislative race, although Sean Maloney was there also sort of stirring that pot. But Hillary Clinton has a plan, you see. She's already out there saying her campaign boasts this. If Congress refuses to act, Hillary will take administrative action. Now, we've seen how limited in scope that is. And kid yourself not, it is very limited in scope. At best, all Obama has been able to do is basically say, all these laws that are in effect, I say double for me. And that's it. That's all. That's all he's been able to do. He hasn't been able to, you know, right now they've got this very vague thing happening about who is and isn't a gun dealer. Where's that going? Because the ATF has got to write those rules. And the ATF has already gotten out there and said, we've already written the rules. So they're not going to do anything about it. Everybody's just going, well, Obama's changed the rules as to who is and is not a gun dealer. No, he hasn't. He wants to, but there's a big difference between wanting to and doing it. He hasn't done it. The Washington Post adds that President Clinton would be relying on the executive power of the presidency to further gun restrictions that would have little chance of becoming law. Now, some people might balk at a president who threatens to rule by decree when Congress insists on exercising its constitutional right to approve and disapprove legislation. But for the sentient republic, it may be a little old-fashioned. But still, a potential President Clinton gun control agenda is likely to founder no matter how many strokes of the pen flow from her desk because of the opposition of the very people to whom they're supposed to apply. She told an audience a few months ago, Australia is a good example. The Australian government, as part of trying to clamp down on the availability of automatic weapons, a common mess up on the phrasing, offered a good price for buying hundreds of thousands of guns. They also made it, if you don't bring them, we'll come get them. Then they basically clamped down going forward. That country's 1996 law may well be a good example, but not the sort of this presidential candidate has in mind. In a country that lacked America's heavy political associations with gun ownership, the Sporting Shooters Association of Australia estimates compliance with the compensated confiscation of self-loading rifles, self-loading shotguns, and pump-action shotguns at 19%, which means well over 80% still are out there. Independent assessments agree in Australia, it's estimated that only about 20% of all banned self-loading rifles have been given up to the authorities. Looking closer to home, the prospect of a Clinton-decreed restriction looks even more dismal. Clinton favors requiring universal background checks, and, Colorado adopted this measure. And the results were underwhelming, with the Associated Press finding 13,600 actual checks performed in 2013, after 210,000 had been predicted by a legislative impact assessment. So, the numbers are pretty clear there. There's no increase in private transfers for background checks, which means there's either not that many private sales or people are more likely just ignoring the law. Impossible to enforce. New York, which is a state that she was a carpetbagger senator out of, required residents to register the popular military-style semi-automatic rifles, often termed assault weapons, and the law achieved maybe a 5% compliance. The New York Daily News concluded last year, Empire State gun owners are largely ignoring one of the signature elements of the watershed legislation. Other elements, like the registration and background check of ammunition, were abandoned in New York because they don't have the technology in place to actually make that happen. A similar law got about a 15% compliance from Connecticut, prompting the editorial board of the resolutely anti-gun Hartford Courant to moan that widespread noncompliance creates a headache for the state. Well, if it's a headache, how much Tylenol would Clinton need when the whole country ignores her schemes? Not all of the measures that she favors requires the public's cooperation. She wants to repeal the gun industry's unique immunity protection, which was enacted to keep gun makers from having to deal with stupid lawsuits. Even Bernie Sanders is against that. A lot of people will disagree, too. But bankrupting gun makers could enact a de facto ban on the commercial production of new guns if the courts were to cooperate. But even the expanded power of this modern presidency isn't up to repealing that law on its own. She would require a majority in Congress to make the gun industry vulnerable to a legal kneecapping. So what about that 350 to 400 million durable good guns that are still out there, Hillary? Do you think that they're ever going to get put back? And in the age of CNC machining and 3D printing, even if you got every gun manufacturer and ran them out of business, guns will still be made. So Clinton thinks she has found a formula for winning the presidency by attacking gun rights. But her chosen attack vector is aimed at a cherished freedom. And she's picking a fight with hundreds, tens of millions of Americans, well over 100, yeah, tens of millions, 100 million plus. And that's not going to be good. That is not going to be good for her. It's an insurmountable task. One that she's not prepared for, really. Oh, Hillary, keep going, baby. I love it when I love it when you mess up. I do. I do love it. When we get, well, you know what? Yeah, when we get back, we're going to talk about Huffington Post. As they say, Trump distorts Hillary. Doesn't matter. This is Lock and Load.
Dr. Joel Wallach here. If you're a baby boomer and you're worried about the big epidemics coming, and I'm not talking about the bird flu or the swine flu, I'm talking about epidemics of Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. That's because the 80 million baby boomers followed all the advice of doctors, and Houston, we have a problem.
See Dr. Wallach live in Little Rock, Arkansas, Saturday, May 14th, 1 p.m. Go to www.cdocinarkansas.com. That's cdocinarkansas.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
Check them out because you won't believe what you're going to see there. Have you ever noticed how, like if you watch something on TV, especially political, and maybe that political person will get out there and say, you know, I like beige. And then after the political thing, then you have these talking heads who are going to decipher for you what he just said. Even though to you it seems sort of interesting or plain that he said, I like beige. They'll get out there and say, well, you know, he's signaling that he's sort of partial to beige. I wonder which kind of beige he's talking about. Is he talking about vivid beige or just plain beige? I mean, he was sort of waffling on that, wasn't he? And they talk about this. They take what you just heard, and they tell you what you just heard. Now, Hillary Clinton, even though she's trying to walk a whole bunch of stuff back, is plainly anti-Second Amendment. If the PLCAA were to be repealed, as an example, then that would open up a lot of things. I mean, guns would be first, but what about cars? What about meat hammers? I mean, anything out there that was used in a murder, the manufacturer could then be sued. That's what the PLCAA, rescinding that, that's what that does. So it would become a de facto ban on the manufacture of new guns because none of the gun manufacturers are going to do it anymore. They'll build something else. Donald Trump has gotten out there and said, Hillary Clinton wants to take away your guns and abolish the Second Amendment. Enter the Huffington Post. Here they come to be your own personal online talking head. And they say that this first appeared on factcheck.org, which if it did, you guys are full of soup too. verbatim, Donald Trump distorts the facts when he says Hillary Clinton wants to take your guns away and abolish the Second Amendment. Clinton's gun violence prevention proposal would impose restrictions, including a ban on semi-automatic assault weapons, but it does not call for banning all guns. Well, these Glocks would be considered a semi-automatic assault weapon, based upon certain interpretations. Like if it had a magazine that held more than 10 rounds, this becomes an assault weapon. Even though, you know, then that means the cops, 70% of the cops in the United States carrying assault weapons. But it does not call for banning all guns. Trump made his remarks at a rally in Linden, Washington, and he got boos from his audience. Trump on May the 7th said Hillary Clinton wants to abolish the Second Amendment. She wants to abolish it. She wants to take your guns away, and she wants to abolish the Second Amendment. She wants to take the bullets away. She wants to take it. Yeah. Yeah, she does. And, you know, you can get out there and whitewash it any way you want to or anything else. Although Huffington Post does a really good job. They say she has a gun violence prevention proposal on her website, which would deny gun owners from buying certain guns and block or delay the ability of some to purchase guns. But it does not call for taking any guns away. Just calls for banning them. What's the difference? But among other things, this is their wording, their verbiage, she wants to expand background checks. Her proposal would expand required background checks to include some private sales at gun shows and over the Internet. Current requirement exempts any person who makes occasional sales, exchanges, or purchases of firearms for the enhancement of a personal collection or for a hobby, or who sells all or part of his personal collection of firearms. We just talked about that. Colorado got out there and said there was going to be 210,000. There was 13,000. Close the so-called Charleston loophole, which this has been in effect since day one of the instant background check system, which states that if they can't complete a background check in, you know, immediately, they then have 3 days to come back and say yes or no. And at the end of the 3 days, if they don't come back, gun is sold by default. This is a limitation on the power of the government, nothing else. And if they turn, you know, if on day six they find out this is a bad guy, there's a mechanism for them to contact the ATF and track down the bad guy, take the gun back from him, take it to the gun shop, get his money back, done. Dylann Roof, they never did it. They never did it. They had nearly 2 months and 2 weeks or something like that before from the time he bought his gun to the time he shot up the Emmanuel Church. Nobody talks about that. Legislation proposed by Democratic Representative James Clyburn of South Carolina would require a potential gun buyer to pass a background check for before being sold the gun. And they want to, but when does that background check complete? That's the vagueness of that. She wants to ban semi-automatic assault weapons. She supports reinstating the 1994 ban that expired in 2004. That ban, all it actually did was actually hurt our national security, because the development of the primary weapon platform for most ground soldiers stopped. So there. her proposal makes no mention of retroactively banning such weapons, which means it's worthless. You know, do you know how many millions of those are out there today? She was a co-sponsor of legislation that would have extended the assault weapons ban before it expired in September 2004. Even Clinton's own Justice Department said it had no impact. No impact. No impact. Clinton has said her gun proposals are consistent with constitutional rights. No, they're not. There's nothing in there that ever said that she could step up, and I don't care what Scalia said. You know, Scalia said, well, I believe there's room for reasonable restriction. No, Antonin. I know everybody thinks you were a hero. You left so many doors in the Heller decision and the McDonald decision that you ought to be clubbed, I'm afraid, my friend. I know you did your best. But no, Hillary is not consistent with the constitutional rights. She acknowledges that gun owners have a constitutional right to own guns. How big of you? How big of you, Hillary? Now, Clinton's critics point to past comments that she has made as evidence that she wants to take away all guns. But these interpretations distort her position. Now, this is verbiage coming, once again, from the Huffington Post. In October, she was asked at a town hall in Keene about whether she would consider a gun buyback program like the one that was instituted in Australia after a mass shooting in Tasmania. In that case, she said that some U.S. communities have held gun buyback programs, and it would be worth considering at a national level. Indiana just did one, and they got, no, Wisconsin did one, and they collected one gun buybacks. You know, and you know what? We're not Australia. We're not the UK. We don't have a monarchy. We don't have any of that stuff. So she can consider it all she wants to. It doesn't matter. Now she's just pandering. The NRA has said her comments in Keene prove that the real goal of gun control supporters is gun confiscation, which is what the Australia thing was. This isn't where the Australian authorities got out there and said, all right, all you gun owners out there, it's been a bad bit of business here in Tasmania. We want you to bring in your guns. Of course, we're going to give you some fine coin for these. And then every Australian didn't get out there and say, I think that's quite the honest thing to do. Let's go turn in every gun and get some money. No. They got notices saying that bring your guns in or we'll be coming for them. So they brought them in. This wasn't voluntary. They were coerced. Clinton's noncommittal answer to a hypothetical question at a single campaign stop hardly amounts to proof that she wants to take your guns away, as Trump would have you believe, according to the Huffington Post, the Most. She said only that the Australia buyback program is worth looking at and worth considering. It's not part of her gun violence prevention program. Why would you have a gun violence prevention program in the first place when gun violence is almost contained in the inner city? Why would you look at so many tens of millions of people that have guns and the guns they own and say, these are the problem, and not look at these very isolated, because we're talking 7,900 homicides with guns. 7,900, half of which we know is gang violence. In a nation of 320 million people, with so many illegal immigrants we can't keep count, with ISIS cells and all this other stuff happening here, with the MS-13, all that, 7,900 homicides. Why would you go after that? Maybe because you're a totalitarian. Trump didn't distort it. He got it right. We'll be back in 21 hours. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listens to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teenager or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.